Today's share in the Dishna Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Omud Beis in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we'll Mirtz Hashem finish off Simen Resh Mem Vav today. We'd actually done all of the Mechaber on this Simen, so we're really up to the Ramah, which is on the second line of Yud Omud Beis. And the Ramah, again, we're talking here about the ability to have a non-Jewish person own your animal on Shabbos so he is able to work it. The Itzer of Lamanya Nuach Shorcho V'Chamorecha should not apply, and the Mechaber gave many heterim over here, different viewpoints, how you can be makel in these situations as necessary. And there are more adds, Hagah, V'chol Tzadei Heterim Elu. All of these different various solutions and suggestions that the Mechaber has brought down, the various different opinions, you can do this, you could do that, you could do this, you could do that, all of these, Hilchos Aninu. The Ramah says everyone that the Mechaber brought down is in fact a valid halachic heter over here. And V'yochel Asos Ezeh Mehen Sheyirtzeh. So you don't have to do all of them. You can pick one, and that one that the Mechaber said is permissible to now have the non-Jewish person work for himself with your behema. There's no problem with Shvisa's behemto in this situation. You always, of course, still have the problem if he's working for you, that it's Char Shabbos and Marisayan concerns under other situations, or it's an absolute Issa Daraisa. That's a different discussion here in regards to the Issa of Shvisa's behemto. If you did one of the appropriate, acceptable transfers of this behema to the non-Jewish person through the hefkeris methodologies, through renting it to him by giving him total achrayis on it, making it an apotiki, or the last couple of days shiurim, so the Ramah says yochel asos ezeh mehen sheyirtzeh. You can do any one of these acceptable options, and it's going to be that you're not over Shvisa's behemto. And he says, "Va'afilu am behema kula sheyisrael." Even if you still own the behema 100%, and you're using one of the heterim that involved zula v'yukra, that the non-Jewish person is totally responsible for any changes in the price, and he has achrayis on it, and it's like a loan, and that he'll be able to collect from that behema if he's not able to pay you back, so you can get your behema back. So even though on superficial appearances it looks like it really still belongs to the Jewish person, dino. The Ramah says, "Ki ilu ha'isa b'shut v'sreid Yehudi." It is halachically considered like the non-Jewish person is at least a partner in it, and a non-Jewish person is allowed to work an animal on Shabbos. It's no isser, obviously, for them whatsoever. Just, the Ramah says, if you're taking advantage of any of these kulas, Rakshi Yafarsim, you must publicize this, sha'asa derech heter, because people will be choshesh you, and we always want to be Yunikim Mehashem Umeyisrael. A person should always go out of his way to make sure that not only God knows that he's not doing something wrong, but even the people who see him doing something, he should be above suspicion. It's not good to know, even though you absolutely did nothing wrong, everybody thinks you did something wrong. That's not a good thing. Yunikim Mehashem Umeyisrael. And therefore, the Ramah is cautioning everybody, if you are taking advantage of one of these heterim, please go out of your way to make sure that it's properly publicized. That concludes the Mechaber and the Ramah for Simen Resh Mem Vav. Now we'll do a number of very, very important Mishnah Berurahs and a critical Bir Halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Aleph tells us that this is the Halacha. V'hayoser tov shebechol heterim. Now, if you have a choice of doing all or any or all of the above heterim, the best heter is shiakna osam lo bechol, b'mechira gemura. The best thing to do is to actively transfer over the animal's ownership to the non-Jewish person before it's Shabbos. That's the best way to get around shvisas behemto. And even though you obviously want to get your animal back, so you do it v'yitein lo ofigab. Now this ofigab, if you see in footnote number one over here at the bottom of the page in the Tirgum, it says Dumei Kedima. So he gives you some money up front. So you're renting him, or actually you're selling him your ox, and it costs $1,000. So you ask him $50 up front. That's the Ofigab. And the Yeser Adomim, and the other $950 in my case, Yiskof Olav Emilia. You turn that into an IOU. So he technically owns the ox. He owes you $950. He paid you $50 for the ox, but he owes you $950 like as a loan. The Yasem Apotiki Yisrael. What's the collateral for this loan? The ox. So now, Shia Batuach Bimosa. This way you're guaranteed you'll get either $1,000 for the ox, if that's what the non-Jewish person wants to do. He technically bought it from you, but if this is really just so he can use the ox on Shabbos to plow his field, and he wants to use your ox to plow his field, but he really wants to rent it, so this is 100% acceptable way The best way, the Mishnah Berurah says, to take advantage of these kulas, where it's appropriate to take advantage of these kulas, to actually have the non-Jewish person own it. He now owes you $950. The ox is the collateral, and after Shabbos, or whenever the deal is over, he can either give you $950 or he can give you the ox back. And then anything that you get in addition is considered a present. So therefore, v'hanochon shi'ase inyan ha'mechira b'fnei dayan ya'ir. The Mishnah Berurah adds, ideally you should do this sale, this transaction over here with a non-Jewish person in front of the Dayanim of the city. Kidei shi'ase kidin Torah. In order to make sure that this is absolutely done kehalacha, so that there is no question afterwards that maybe this wasn't done correctly. And therefore, if you do it in front of the Beis Din, it will be done correctly. And also, the gamashi yifarsim atover. This will also guarantee that it will be publicized, and therefore everybody will know about it. And l'shelo yechashash marasayin. It won't look bad for you, even though, as we said, it really isn't bad from a pure halachic point of view. You don't own it, but if people lachoshed you, so that's not a good thing as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Beis. He says ezem en shiyutzi. Ramos said you can take whichever one you want and use that kula. So the Mishnah Berurah says hainu the av kabbalos achrayis b'lechud. Even the opinion that said that you just have to have the non-Jewish person have total achrayis, full responsibility for the animal, even though he doesn't own it. Shekosav ha-mechaber le-besof devar, which was one of the last kulas that the mechaber wrote, mahani gam bezeh, that works over here as well. Even though after ein lo reshus leino yudi le-mochra, some of the earlier heterim that the mechaber had brought down required him to have the ability to sell the animal, that demonstrated ownership. So even though in this situation there is no ability to sell it, nevertheless, even though medes birushu, so since the non-Jewish person does have the rights to it, le'inyan yukra vizula, and he has the responsibility, if it goes up in value or down in value, it's his gain or loss. Therefore, the sosan bezeh kedas hayesh matirim b'sif dalet. So therefore, the Ramah is saying that that's acceptable as well. Albeit, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'yosa tov, it would be preferable, shi'asa mechira gemura, as we already pointed out, v'chanal b'sif katan lamed aleph, as we just pointed out a minute ago in sif katan lamed aleph, that there are more preferable ways that the Mishnah Berurah says to use, albeit all of them are, after the fact, acceptable. And he says you should try to use the more preferable way, because there are opinions that say that you can't take advantage of it if he doesn't have the right to sell it. So therefore, why settle for an opinion that's not l'kuliyama when you can settle for a way that all agree is acceptable? Because according to the opinion that says if you don't have the right to sell it, then it's a problem with shvisas bemto, it's a sofik daraisa. So why go against that opinion if you don't have to? The Mishnah Berurah does say, v'im koshel olasos kol ofnei ha-heter ha-elu. If it is difficult for a person to take the more preferable way of doing it, and it's under extenuating circumstances now, it's Erev Shabbos, kigon mishiyesh lo sodos, he has a lot of fields. Efshel lo lahaskir biarisus le'enu Yehudi, im lo yitain lo gam shvorim lachrush bem. Nobody's going to want to sharecrop his field from him, which is a permissible halachic way to go and have your field be worked on and to allow you to get a percentage of the crop, so the Schar Shabbos problem is not there, but nobody's going to willing to do a sharecrop arrangement with you if they have to go bring their own equipment. Your equipment is your oxen. You have oxen, team of oxen that are plowing all week long. If he has to go get his own oxen to plow, he's not going to be willing to do it. So he wants to rent, use your oxen as part of the sharecropping arrangement. And you can't tell him, okay, you can use my oxen for sharecropping, but only 6 days a week, but not on Shabbos. So now he's going to be sharecropper then, and then he's going to really be stuck. So this is called extenuating circumstances, shasat chak. So in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, yesh lismoch al dasa bacha now. You can then rely upon the kula that the bach brought down, which was permitting shematir ayidei shiafkirim b'fnei shlosha kodim Shabbos, to allow you to be making your animal hefker before Shabbos and do this in front of three people. That, we said, was one of the least preferable kulas to take advantage of, but if you have no alternatives, so then you could use that. Make sure you publicize this. This way people will not think less of you. And he says, when you're mafkarit, it really has to be a full hefkeris. However, he says, abo below shasat chak, if it's not under such extenuating circumstances that I just mentioned, don't rely upon that opinion of the Bach, because that's really not held by most. As we've already learned a few days ago in Shir and Sivkot Yudalit, L'chein Hiskim B'daki Moshe B'hedya, the Ramah himself in the Daki Moshe specifically stated that. Sivkot Lamed Gimel. Dino kilu ha'isav chule. So we said, in all of these situations where the guy doesn't really fully own it, nevertheless, if you did the acceptable procedure that allows it to be considered like a shutfus, that's okay. The Mishnah Berurah now tells us, Vine koze shehu kimaskira o mashila lo lasos melechas atzmo. In every situation that we've been talking about, as I've already stressed, and now here the Mishnah Berurah stresses it again, we're talking here, all of these heterim only work to get around the problem of shvisas behemto, leman yanuach shorcho v'chamorecho, that your animal is not allowed to work on Shabbos, not for yourself and not for anybody else. But all of these ideas that make it no longer your animal, they work for the guy to do his own work on Shabbos. Avolasos melechas Yisrael b'Shabbos. Even if the guy now owns it, it never even was a Jewish person. The guy owns the animal. He's not allowed to do work for you on Shabbos. No isser in the guy. The isser is on the Jew. Ain heter klal. So if you're taking advantage of any of these heterim to allow it not to be a problem of shvisas behemto, that's great if it's for the guy's benefit. He wants to use the animal for his usage. But if he's doing it to work for you, then afilu machlo behema b'chimir gemura, even you really literally sold him the animal on Tuesday, it's not your animal. You're not expecting to get it back. That's a separate issue that the guy is doing work for you. That's amir liyakum. The guy is doing work for you on Shabbos. That's not allowed to be done. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lofiza, imasusim hushal Yisrael, if you own horses, v'gam ein Yehudi hu schiro l'chol hamlochu shi'etzarech Yisrael, and you have a hired hand, he's your man Friday, who helps you with whatever you want. He does it all week long. He does it all year long. He's your assistant. Ein heter b'mechiris asusim lo. You can't sell him the horses in the way that we said was acceptable to get rid of the problem of Shisa Shabbos if he's now going to ride the horse for you on Shabbos. Because he is not allowed to go do work for you. So here, the only way that this would work is if the non-Jewish person is riding the horse on Shabbos, but you're telling him, don't ride it on Shabbos. I don't care when you ride it. You have to go bring me the mail. I don't care when you get me the mail from the post office. You ride to the post office on Tuesday and get the mail once a week. I don't care when you do it. You choose to do it on Shabbos, then you're doing it for yourself, and then it's permissible. Oz Shari, and this is Laharambam. This is based upon the Rambam that we learned earlier, Kamosha Kosu Simon Reish Mem Dalit Siv Hei. Then he adds the Mishnah Berurah, that is. Ba'afilu b'ofen zeh osu lo malo shiyish sa b'Shabbos. Even where it's permissible for the non-Jewish person now to write on Shabbos, if he's doing it for himself, you can say to him on Shabbos morning, I need the mail today, so please go get it now. I'll only open it after Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do. You can't tell him to specifically work for you on Shabbos. It's only if he wishes to work on Shabbos for himself that that's allowed. El deim hu nosei ame'atzmo ain't sorach limono mizeh. He could ride into town any day he wants to go get the mail. He could ride into town anyway, any day he wants to go do whatever it is he's doing for you. He chooses because it's best for him. He wants to be off Sunday. He wants to therefore now ride on Shabbos. He's doing that for himself. And since he owns the animal, there's no problem with shvisas behemto. And since he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos for you, he's doing that for himself. That's not a problem of amir liyakim doing things for you on Shabbos. Finally, Sivkotin Lamed Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, look at the Bir Halacha, which we'll look at in a moment. Ayin Bir Halacha, Shevinu, the Ein Kedai LaHatir, Ayidei Kol HaHatirim Elu Ela B'Shas HaTchak. The Mishnah Berurah over here just mentions it to a small extent, and in the Bir Halacha, he really goes to town, and he says, really don't take advantage of these kulas in this entire simen, unless it's truly a Shas HaTchak. Yes, they work, but they really shouldn't be used by the Yari Shemayim unless it's extenuating circumstances. And this is specifically said, Ulafuke me'elu ha'noshim, as opposed to those individuals, Shemokrin b'chavono eshvareim. They're selling their animals with the full expressed intent. La'enu Yehudi to a non-Jewish person, k'dei shi'asa b'hem alocha b'Shabbos. You're doing this in a way so you'll get rent for your animals working on Shabbos. That really isn't what you should be doing. It may technically work. You're technically not over Shvisas Behemto, but that's not what Hashem wants. V'alocha, v'alocha nikris Hashem Yisrael. In this situation, the work is really being done on behalf of the Jewish person or for the Jewish person. Technically, the Mishnah Berurah says, you aren't technically over Shvisas Behemto. The entire Simen Reish Mem Vav till now, the Mechaber brought down many opinions in many ways for which you have poskim that say it is acceptable. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mikol makom kol bal nefesh yochos liatzu." Any person who's truly a bal nefesh, a yari shemayim, should on his own not take advantage of this. Shelo laso zeh, shouldn't take advantage of these kulas unless kiyim b'shas etchak. It's truly extenuating circumstances, like we mentioned before. Guy has a farm, and now his farm is going to lie fallow all year. And even if he does take advantage of it, he should make sure he discusses it with his rav, with the Talmud Chacham, to make sure he's doing it right. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes. He says, Yisrael sheyesh lo sus, if a Jewish person owns a horse, ubo ha-moshel ha-makiro la-shilo al-eskiro, the governor comes, the leader of the town comes and wants to borrow it or rent it from him and ride it on Shabbos. And if he tells him, no, he can't, there's going to be a pogrom in town, or it's going to cause a lot of trouble for the Jewish people. So he really doesn't want to go that route, and this isn't the place, the Mishnah Berurah says, to be machmir for this idea of a bal nefesh should not do this. So in this situation, yim karena lo b'davar mu'at. The best thing is to actually sell it to him for a small amount. Now the Goyish leader over here can do with it whatever he wants on Shabbos, write it all over the place, no problem. No, if the Goyish leader is a nice guy, he's going to give you back your horse. He'll give you back your horse and he'll give you a very nice thank you. He'll give you $100. So then, matana bi'alma yovlei, this is considered a matana, and it's not a problem of Schar Shabbos. This, again, is an example of extenuating circumstances. And this is brought down the name of the Tshuva Shus Yaakov. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, also look in the Shari Tshuva, Shehiskim gan kein imo, neged ha-Yad Aaron. There's a machlokas, Yad Aaron says not to, but the Shari Tshuva agrees over here with the Shus Yaakov that one can take advantage of this. Finally, we'll just conclude with the Bir Halacha, Dibra Amaskel, Rak Shefarsim, Sheosu Derech Heter. So it brings down from the Knesset HaGdola in the name of the Maran, El Shakar, in the name of the Rabbi Yosef Gaon, the Asul of Ar Yisrael Shiasa Harama Imoena Yehudi Shim Kolo Behema. If this is all a trick over here, and just to really allow you to get a couple of extra bucks, he says that's not really right. And he concludes, See him Azeh, the Chol Hadvarim Yegeim, the Ein Ani Roa Derech Yeshora Shiovolo Admazeh. All of this is a lot of machinations over here, and it's not something that our honest Yori Shemaim should really do. And he says, no, in places where they have the heter, hanach lam liyisrael, they're not looking to start up and make trouble. However, v'chol bal nefesh yocho shliatzmo, but anybody who's a bal nefesh, anybody who's a true Yari Shemayim, should take this into consideration and not be so quick to do this. The Mishnah Berurah over here in the Bir Halacha brings down many other opinions of the Machmir, he brings down other opinions of the Meiko. We'll go to the last 6-7 lines over here of this Bir Halacha. And he says, yesh machmir mazeh, there are those, as we just brought down, and he says, "V'zel shono of the Sefer Tuv Tam V'das, b'nidon mechiras behema l'malacha b'Shabbos de'avi Yisro Torah." He says, in regards to selling your animal to a non-Jewish person, which, if you didn't sell it, would involve an Yisro Doraisa, or b'shal Torah lo mahani amechira de'avi haroma. He says, if you're selling it over here, it's a haroma and it doesn't work. The Al Kain, therefore, this Tuv Tam V'das says, "Ein lahaka binyan zeh." A person should be very careful not to take advantage of these coolers over here unless it's Shasat Chak. And then you can. And finally, he concludes the last three lines over here. Vaboteach b'Hashem. If somebody truly is relying upon Hashem for his parnasa, as we all should, umekayim ritzon haTorah, and he wants to do what Hashem wants, not just what the strict letter of the law demands, which is l'man yanuach shochav v'chamorecha, you shouldn't have your animals working on Shabbos. Kipashte, like the Pasuk simply states, the Eino says Shum Tachbulos in Shabbos, and he doesn't do all these machinations in order to allow it to work on Shabbos. He says Ashrov, such a person is praiseworthy. Ubevadai, and certainly Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yitin Lo Avur Zeh, and certainly in his zeal to do what God wants, God will do what He wants, and God will grant him Hatzlocha Bin Chosef. Will have financial success the 6 days of the week that you are allowed to work. B'sheishes Yemei Hamasa. That concludes Siman Reish Vav and today's Shir.